Crikey. Aussies embrace NFL as sellout crowd of 100,000 plus ready for 49ers-Rams game in Melbourne. By Simon Kent on September 9, 2026. The NFL fan base is surging in SportsMad Australia. When a regular season game kicks off for the first time down under on Friday, a sellout crowd will pack the 100,000 plus capacity Melbourne Cricket Ground, MCG, to roar their enthusiasm. Yes. That's right. A traditional cricket ground in Australia's second biggest city will host the Los Angeles Rams taking on the San Francisco 49ers as the NFL launches a record 9-game international schedule across 4 continents and 7 countries. Tickets at the cavernous McGee were snapped up within minutes, echoing the interest the NFL has enjoyed when staging games in other overseas markets and now being wildly embraced down under, AFP reports. Australia, a sports-mad nation of 28 million people who embrace rugby, cricket, Aussie rules, soccer and just about anything else, is the latest destination added to the NFL global slate. The league saying the country has 6.6 million NFL fans. AFP reports Aussie interest is driven by the popularity of flag football. Boosted by its inclusion in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, and potentially the Brisbane Games 4 years later in the northern state of Queensland, flag football can now be found in some 500 Australian schools, up from 10 in 2022 when a pilot program was launched. Australia has emerged as one of the most exciting growth markets for flag football globally. Charlotte Offord, the NFL's general manager for Australia and New Zealand, said per AFP. Offord was speaking last month after the NFL teamed up with American Football Australia, AFA, to expand its national schools program further as part of a grassroots initiative to boost the game internationally. Australia is seen as a significant overseas market for the NFL as it looks to grow across the Asia-Pacific region as well as Europe, with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell predicting just last month there will one day be an NFL franchise based outside the United States, as Breitbart News reported. Reuters reports NFL owners have approved up to 10 international games a season from 2027. But expanding beyond that would require approval from the NFL Players Association. The costs of playing games in foreign markets are high but are offset by ticket revenues and fees paid by hosts. To cater for a primetime audience back home during the Melbourne contest, the game will kick off at 10:35 a.m. in Australia, which is Thursday evening in the U.S. Meanwhile, locals and lawmakers just can't wait. Major events like the NFL are economic powerhouses - they fill our hotels, support our jobs and put Victoria on the world stage, said an enthused Victorian State Minister for Major Events Anthony Carbines. For the record, this is not the first time two U.S. teams will take to the hallowed ground of the McGee. The first American football match played there was in 1908. Between visiting sailors from the warships USS Minnesota and the USS Kentucky. It happened during the historic world tour of the U.S. Navy's Great White Fleet. The match consisted of 2 15-minute halves and ended in a 0-0 tie. AFP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.